Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, the Win Without Competing show with Dr. Arlene Barrow, host and creator of the Right Fit Method, the key to professional and personal success. Now, let's join Dr. Arlene.
Thank you for joining me today. You can pursue corporate entrepreneurship for success extraordinaire. The real question is, do you want to become an entrepreneur? And if you do, what type of entrepreneurship is the right fit for you? Let's look at solo entrepreneurs, small business owners, and corporate entrepreneurs. Solo entrepreneurs populate a broad array of professions, including CPAs, attorneys, architects, investment bankers, graphic designers, musicians, and actors. Basically, all professions. I recently met a 24-year-old actress who said, "I'm a solo entrepreneur, and I need to learn how to grow my business." That's the attitude that every successful solo entrepreneur must have. I was delighted that she understood that it is up to her to define, communicate, and market her brand. Yes, she can work with consultants to help her, but she must assume ability for her success. Small business owners, on the other hand, hire employees or independent contractors to sell product, service, or system. They want and need other people to help them achieve their business goals. Perhaps you have been dreaming about entrepreneurship, but were afraid of the risk. Becoming a solo entrepreneur or small business owner is inherently risky. If you are creative and want to pursue your passion with minimal risk, I have the solution. You can become a corporate entrepreneur, referred to as an intrapreneur, and function as an entrepreneur inside your company. Here's how it works. Let's say you're an employee at a mid-sized to large corporation or a startup with promise. Companies interested in setting the stage for intrapreneurs to flourish have the following characteristics. They make you feel that you belong. You are a member of the community, not just an employee. They encourage creativity, give you freedom and financial support. You have the opportunity to become the catalyst for an innovative product, system, or service. Google, for example, enables their employees to spend 20% of their time working on any project of interest, even if it is not related to their current job. In some instances, as an entrepreneur, you could create a company and assume the executive leadership role. Disney legend Marty Sklar did exactly that. Shortly, I will describe his spectacular rise as a corporate entrepreneur. Can you name the man who built a gigantic company founded in the 1920s by nurturing corporate entrepreneurs? Walt Disney, of course. He adored his Imagineers and fostered their entrepreneurship. I met Disney legend Imagineer Marty Sklar at the UCLA Alumni Center, where he spoke about his career to a crowded hall filled with eager listeners. Sklar joined Disney in 1955, 1 month before Disneyland opened. He was a junior at UCLA and the editor of the Daily Bruin. Sklar was Walt Disney's right-hand man, responsible for writing a wide array of works. Little did he know that many years later, he would write Walt Disney's obituary. In 1960, Sklar moved on to what became Imagineering, the blending of creative imagination and technical know-how, and ultimately he became the president of Imagineering. During his 54-year journey at Disney, Sklar was a creative force in the development of 11 theme parks globally. As Sklar said in the acknowledgments to his fascinating autobiography, Dream It, Do It, Imagineers made it sing and dance, and so they did, under the leadership of Vice Chairman and Principal Creative Executive Marty Sklar, corporate entrepreneur extraordinaire, who led a company within a company. After Sklar's presentation of his career journey at Disney, he signed his book. I stood before him and asked what it was like to work with Walt Disney. He said that when he finished something, he was done. I thought that's how Disney was able to grow his empire. He kept creating and finishing and creating and finishing over and over again. Open one door and close another. Do you do that? I exchanged business cards with Sklar after he signed his book. While I was reading Dream It, Do It, I noticed that Sklar's 80th birthday was imminent. I mailed a birthday card with a note to him. He wrote back, referring to my comment about his book, and said, I hope that was only part one. 80-year-old has the energy for part two. Sklar is propelled by passion, are you? I don't think he needs to worry about his energy. His passion will propel him. As an entrepreneur, I consult with and coach leaders who want to become entrepreneurs. Many were not familiar with the concept of entrepreneurship until I introduced it to them. I mentor leaders from a wide array of professions and industries to see the unseen, to hear the unspoken, to seize the opportunities. Using my Right Fit method, we achieve their entrepreneurial dreams. Entrepreneurship for you? Let's find out. You would be amazed how often obvious opportunities are never seen. Are you missing opportunities? To learn more about entrepreneurship and find out if you're missing opportunities, call Dr. Arlene at 310-443-4277. That's 310-443-4277. When you call, just request to arrange a time to speak with me. Quarters of Barrow Global Search, Inc., adjoining UCLA, Dr. Arlene will be introducing her strategy salons for corporate entrepreneurs at an opening event. The venue is the Tower, 10940 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 1600, Los Angeles, California, 90024. If you're unable to come to our corporate headquarters in Westwood, adjoining UCLA, then I'm sure I can work out a solution. Just call and chat with me. For more information on the upcoming event and an invitation, please email drbarro at winwithoutcompeting.com. That's drbarro at winwithoutcompeting.com. Your response will receive personal attention. Next steps. Read Win Without Competing, nominated for a Business Book Award, available on Amazon. Use Dr. Arlene's app, I Brand You for Hire, Rate Your Brand Zero to Hire. Visit winwithoutcompeting.com to learn more about the app and to connect to it. Listen to more radio shows, 80 plus, at iTunes or drbarrow.com. That's drbarrow.com. Email Dr. Arlene for your invitation to the opening event, Strategy Salons for Corporate Entrepreneurs. Call Dr. Arlene at 310-443-4277 to arrange a time to speak about entrepreneurship and your professional career. One important note, and that is, it is true that certain companies really try to foster entrepreneurship or corporate entrepreneurship. However, it is possible in companies that do not actively motivate their employees to pursue their own interests, that it is possible to still become an entrepreneur. I'd like to close with this. Ask yourself three questions daily at work. Do I see the unseen? Do I hear the unspoken? Do I seize the opportunities to achieve peak performance? You should answer yes to all three questions daily. If you're having any difficulty at all, please be sure to contact me. Thank you for listening to the 84th episode of the Win Without Competing show. Goodbye for now. This is Dr. Arlene.